This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Somebody sent me a note, said, all right, I am sold. I want one of those pillows. You have the founder on, and you don't even give us the number to call. I thought you would have that memorized by now.
No.
If you're a good, faithful listener
new
of this program.
All the time. Come on, you know how radio works.
Yeah, it's true. Yes, we do. We add new listeners every day. Somebody tells somebody, you got to listen, you got to tune it in.
Oh.
All right, so here's the telephone number, 800-506-9028. If you want to order online, mypillow.com, promo code Scott. Fun conversation with Mike Lindell. You hear the passion in that guy's voice. You just hear in his voice what they've been able to accomplish. It's a cool product, changing people's lives, and we have so many of our listeners. We gave away a bunch at the K-Fire Agri International Show, which was a lot of fun, and I just loved hearing the stories from people. And if you don't have one, I hope you're convinced by now. 800-506-9028. Again, online, mypillow.com, promo code Scott. All right? That's a great way to go. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at B-Mobile. And I mentioned this yesterday, but I want to tell you, if they have a great deal going right now. You trade in any mobile phone, and you get $200 off an eligible Samsung device. So you get to be part of the Samsung Galaxy. Right? S6, S6 Plus, the Note 5, $200 off any of them when you trade in any mobile phone. Doesn't matter. Right now. And they have all the latest smartphones and tablets to keep you connected. And, of course, Verizon, the largest, most reliable 4G LTE network in America. The name you know and trust. And B-Mobile is the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. So there you go. And they're everywhere you're at, whether at home, the lakes, or beyond. Locations across North Dakota, Fargo, Bismarck, Detroit Lakes, Grand Forks, Jamestown, Valley City, Wahpeton. To find a location near you, visit bmobile.com, bmobile.com. Connect and communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. All right, we're going to spend a lot of time talking about Giving Hearts Day today. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments. I have selected an organization that fights every single day for us on issues related to life, marriage, religious freedom, every day. And so today on Giving Hearts Day, you make a donation, your donation is matched, and then all year long you get the benefit of their work. Happy to answer any questions you might have on the life issue or marriage or religious freedom or any of those, because I have a real live expert in the studio with us this hour. We're going to talk about it. But we're talking about it today because Giving Hearts Day gives us an opportunity to really double our money and have the donations you make matched. So it's a good deal. So a lot of our hour will be on that, but I welcome your questions as we always do on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at any time at 800-228-0550. The BCI, Bureau of Criminal Investigation in North Dakota, and its chief, Mark Saylor, and the Cass County Sheriff, Paul Laney, are going to be giving an update on the ongoing investigation into the domestic disturbance that took the life of a Fargo police officer last night. First one in over 100 years. Only two in the history of the Fargo Police Department. Twice have they lost an officer in the line of duty. Sad, sad day for law enforcement in North Dakota. I am choosing to be grateful to fight off the anger and the sadness over the situation that we have, the men and women of the law enforcement of the our region. Wherever you're listening, you got Highway Patrol, you have the sheriff, you have local police, you have the BCI, people that every day put themselves in harm's way. And to the family of Jason Mosier 33-year-old officer, 6-year veteran of the department, his wife and 2 children. We extend our thoughts and prayers as well. We'll update you on that situation as news warrants today on the program, okay? So stay tuned for that coming up. Let's talk about Giving Hearts Day. Get a load of this. We took to the airwaves a little more than an hour ago, and we had less than $1.4 million in the coffers, already at $2.1 million. New total is $2,141,667. We here, the What's On Your Mind family, have picked an entity to champion today. There are 300-some charities, and they're all good. They've all been vetted by the Impact Give Back team and Impact Foundation, but somebody has to win. And we want our friends from the North Dakota Family Alliance to win out of that because of the fact that they do good work on our behalf all year long. Tom Fryer is here from the North Dakota Family Alliance. Tom, how are you?
Hey, I am great. I really feel privileged and honored, humbled that you've selected us, and we look forward to our time this morning. As Scott, before, as I look at the board behind you on Giving Hearts Day and just the gratitude of giving $2.153 million, wow, you know, that's very important. What we do is very important. But at this particular time, as you referenced, Scott, you know, the loss of that young police officer and what that means to his family is really on all of our minds, as it should be. And, you know, the good thing for you and I, Scott, is that our faith tells us that there is a God that hears our prayers, and that we are to intercess for that family, for the entire law enforcement community. And even as I heard this morning, for the family of the perpetrator, the shooter, all concerned. So that's on our hearts, and even on this Giving Hearts Day, that's really primarily what's on our hearts. And now we need to talk about some other things, but I just wanted to make sure that everyone understood how important that was to me.
And I think you're like so many others, right? Going about your day, doing what we do every day, but you think long and hard about that officer and the family and all of the, folks at the Fargo Police Department having a tough time today. One of the reasons we did what we did in selecting the North Dakota Family Alliance to be our preferred charity today to tell you a little bit about is because a lot of the things we talk about on this program day in and day out, they work on every single day. And standing for the family and strengthening the family. And doing everything to maintain and promote strong families, promoting family values, defending family values. How do you do this? I know that's what you do, but tell folks how you do, go about doing that all the time, Tom.
Well, obviously, that's our mission, to strengthen families and so forth. But like any organization or even a business, it comes down to what do you actually do. And so I think what we do, for instance, in the life issue, probably our greatest success has been in bringing unity to a coalition of folks that believe that life is to be protected and to promote that information, and then eventually in the halls of the legislature to bring those folks together and to be successful in pushing forward and moving forward legislation that would save the unborn. And North Dakota has passed as much broad legislation on the life issue as any state in the union.
Now, there's people that would say, well, we've spent some money defending it, but nothing comes out of it. I hear that often. Say, well, we're wasting money on that. Are we?
No. I think if we put any value on human life, we understand that even if we saved only one, and that's been our philosophy, whether we're standing in front of the abortion facility during the 40 days for life, whether we're in the halls of the legislature for incrementally placing some regulations that would protect more lives, or whether we stand to end abortion altogether. That's what we want to do, and eventually I think that's going to take place. We will be rewarded for the steadfastness of those saints over the last 40-some years since Roe v. Wade. We just need to keep looking at what we believe in, what we truly believe in.
So is it a matter of at some point one of these challenges is going to find fertile ground?
Yes, and of course we fully understand that who sits on the Supreme Court, who the president appoints as federal justices, all of those things are important. And that will eventually determine if those nine justices can come together to be on the side of life. Now, unfortunately, just less than a month ago, they decided not to take the giving hearts, the heartbeat bill. They decided not to take that under consideration. We need to keep pushing that sort of legislation because really, how could you ever not believe that that unborn baby that has a beating heart should not be protected? How should we be? How should we, as a civilized nation, believe we could take that life?
Yeah, and I think it's perfectly appropriate to say, let's have that challenge in court. It's unfortunate that the courts are obviously stacked with people that feel differently about just basic science. I'm with you there. Call waiting. Others welcome on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline for Tom Fryer on Giving Hearts Day, 800-228-0550. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Day, your donations double matches raised by many of the organizations, and some of the top givers or top performers also matched by the Dakota Medical Foundation and Impact Foundation. $2,240,000 as of this very minute, and we are celebrating that today on Giving Hearts Day. Tom Fryer's here from the North Dakota Family Alliance. We want you to consider giving to the North Dakota Family Alliance for what they do year in and year out for issues defending marriage and life, religious freedom. So find them online, easy to do. Just type in the search engine, or you can find them under, you know, Tom, what category you're under? You have faith-based, I would assume, probably?
Impact, give back, and then you just go to, I think there's a category on family, but also just alphabetical order as well. You could find those. And I might say, Scott, of course, with the 300-and-some different organizations, there are just a great amount of worthy and great organizations there. In fact, I believe Pat Trainer was telling us that many people give to multiple organizations, some two, three, and some six different organizations. Just a great opportunity to share.
Awesome. Let's go to John in Fargo. Question for our guest, Tom Fire from the North Dakota Family Alliance.
Good morning, guys. And Tom, thanks for being with us on the air today. Scott, thanks for having him on, and thanks for all you do with North Dakota Family Alliance. I definitely intend to support NDFA today, as well as First Choice Clinic on Giving Hearts Day. In the gubernatorial debate heretofore, we've talked a lot about the life issue, and I think one of the components of that is that some candidates, some individuals, and this is common throughout society, want to take what they view as a more civil pro-life stance by making exceptions for cases of rape and incest. Now, from my perspective, and I want to get your take on it, Tom, it seems like an intellectually inconsistent argument to draw a distinction between the value of a life conceived by parents who wanted children and a life conceived by parents who didn't want children under adverse circumstances. How does it make sense to treat those two lives differently, as though one has value and one does not, based on the circumstances of conception?
Well, that's a great question. And I think, first of all, I think many try to answer a question about the life issue as being pro-life or pro-choice. And to some extent, you can do that. You can say I'm pro-life and you can say I'm pro-choice. You can even say you're pro-abortion, maybe if you're even more extreme. But I think what you're asking, John, is really getting down to really what would you believe. And in this case, for instance, how that baby was conceived is one issue, but more importantly is the baby itself. And why should we make a difference whether or not we're going to allow that baby to come into this world or we're going to terminate that baby's life?
What question would you ask?
Because
Tom,
that's right.
What would you ask?
And that's precisely the question that I'd ask of our candidates. In this case, if you are an individual who, in a general way, says, I am for this, but with the exceptions of rape, incest, and we have to be careful, the health of the mother or the life of the mother. That's completely two different issues there. But if they say that, then I would ask this question. In the case where this rape or incest occurred, would you be willing to terminate that life because of how it was conceived, as opposed to taking into account the fact that that baby's life is still alive, no matter how it was conceived? I think that's a question that those candidates should have posed to them. Yes.
Yeah, I personally think the whole exception argument was designed from, you know, supporters of abortion rights to try and muddy the waters, right? To try and trip up folks that are pro-life and add exceptions and everything else. Because, as you both have said, well, if you truly believe a life is a life, and that's when it begins, how it came to be really is irrelevant to whether or not
Right. And thanks, John. And that question could be doubled up with the heartbeat bill as well. How do you feel about an unborn who has a heartbeat? It is detectable. Do you agree that you should be able to extinguish, to terminate that life? You know, in our law right now, in our statute right now, it says when an abortion is to take place, that mother has to be told that you are about to terminate the life of a separate, unique, living human being. And if it's got a heartbeat, that just adds to the reality of what's about to take place. So our gubernatorial candidates need to answer in a little more specificity what they believe.
John, anything else?
No, I appreciate your clarity on the issue, Tom. And just one final thought: I think that we're treading in very dangerous ground when we ascribe or assign value to a life based on its conception, particularly if you consider that many people have been born who were conceived in rape. And if you've led off on this issue by saying that life is not worthy of protection, how does that apply to the people who have already been born and were conceived under adverse circumstances? I think that's probably pretty insulting to people who have gone through that specific circumstance and gone on to live a productive and normal life.
Appreciate the call. We're talking about governor's candidates. How about presidential candidates? Do you have any, which candidates remaining share your view on life?
Well, I think speaking just personally, North Dakota Family Alliance, we do endorse on state levels and so forth, but we haven't gotten close to that yet, and we can talk about that a little later. But both Senators Cruz and Rubio, I think, have very, very strong stances on family issues, that being the life issue, religious liberty, marriage. I think both of those would be good choices.
Not convinced that Donald Trump is as pro-life as he now says?
No, I'm not.
Did you, by the way, see the Doritos commercial on the Super Bowl?
Absolutely. It was great.
Were you jumping up and down cheering like I was?
Well,
that was hilarious.
I was trying to move with the ultrasound.
Yeah, with the chip, right?
You know, I think you'd have to be an absolute very hardline prude or something to say that was a little bit out of character, but that's really what it is. You know, 40 years ago in Roe v. Wade, they wouldn't believe that. We're not talking about an actual baby in the womb. Well, this shows and gives characteristics and just did a great job. I loved it.
Most talked about Super Bowl ad.
Yeah, I believe
so.
I believe so. That was great.
I must say, when I first saw it, I laughed. It was, you know, it was a humorous ad. But I also immediately after said, isn't that cool? That's ultrasound right there. There's millions of people that get, okay, what's going on? This is a science at work showing you a baby in the womb.
Yeah, this is what occurs for the most part during every pregnancy. You know, ultrasound is taken. People are able to view this, and then just tying back to maybe legislation and so forth. Many things have been passed in our legislature, including the prohibition of having an ultrasound and then deciding that you want to abort based on the sex of the baby, or that the baby might have some genetic abnormality. So we have, as you referenced earlier, all the bills that we passed, the legislation that we have in place, has done much good. Has it eliminated all abortions? No. We still have 25 approximately every week being done in the facility here in Fargo.
Standing in the public square for you, the North Dakota Family Alliance, our pick today for Giving Hearts Day. More on that coming up on What's on Your Mind. We'll talk about marriage next.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here, president of Flag Family Media. You've heard me talking about our upcoming fan bus to see the Minnesota Wild. It's a great deal, but if you're a veteran or know somebody who is, we've got a special deal for you. Bring a veteran and everybody in your party gets $30 off. Normal price is $229, but our special deal, $199 per person. We've got some of the best seats in the house. Lower level at the end of the Wild shoot at twice. We leave in the morning, watch the game in the afternoon, and come back that night. One day down and back, Sunday, February 28th, sponsored by Dave Noah, Remax Legacy Realty. You can also sponsor a vet if you'd like. It's $199 and you can say thanks. Brighten a Veterans Day and help them have a one-of-a-kind trip to see the Minnesota Wild in St. Paul. Call Marie to find out more, 855-200-1776, extension 3, or email marie@flagfamily.com. That's 855-200-1776, extension 3, or email marie@flagfamily.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Police officers today and relaying the tragic news of a police officer killed in the line of duty last night in Fargo. And you know what? I also want to tell you a little bit about some of our veterans, because we have a really neat event coming up later this month. And we're bringing some veterans down to see the Minnesota Wild take on the Florida Panthers. Dave Noah's Remax Legacy Realty sponsoring a bus. And we have some really nice tickets. These are like some of the best tickets you can get in the XL Energy Center. The game is Sunday, February 28th, 2 p.m. A bus will leave Fargo at 7 a.m. sharp. And we have a new deal. If you have a vet in the family, if you bring a vet, or if you want to sponsor a vet, it's $199 a seat. And we've had, I don't know the number now, but we're approaching double digits of folks who have called and said, you know what, I want to send a vet. So put me down for a one seat, two seat, three seats for a vet. And we are working with some of the area agencies to find veterans who want to go. Also fielded some calls from some vets that said, oh, hey, I'll come along, which is great. So bring a vet, sponsor a vet, $199, great seats, down and back same day, Sunday, February 28th. Sound like fun? Call Marie, 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3. Chat with Tom Fryer from the North Dakota Family Alliance today. We're encouraging you to donate to Giving Hearts Day today, specifically to the North Dakota Family Alliance, for all the good work they do, standing in the public square, in the halls of the state legislature, on Capitol Hill in Washington, and before a city commission, standing up for life, for marriage, for religious freedom. All about the family, strengthening the family, promoting family values. There's so many of us that believe that, that don't have the ability to go out and do it day in and day out, and that's what they do for us. So when you make a donation, $100, $1,000, $10,000, pick your number, it's matched today. So go to impactgiveback.org. For North Dakota Family Alliance, and to donate nice and easy right there. Ryan in South Dakota, question for Tom Fryer of the North Dakota Family Alliance with us. Ryan, what's on your mind?
Hey, I know I'm from South Dakota, so I don't really have skin in this game. But regarding the gubernatorial candidates that you guys have up there, you know, I've heard a lot of people say that they're good candidates, and they probably are on a lot of issues. But a couple of the candidates' lack of willing to stand up and actually give an answer on this abortion deal is really quite disturbing. And I heard Attorney General Stengen on last week, and when he gave his answer to the gay marriage question on how well it's law of the land now, so so we support it. Well, you know, if they get this clean power plant deal passed and make that law of the land, well, that's law of the land. Are you just going to stand behind it, or are you going to try and change it? I just think that was a really weak answer, just an easy way to get out of having to stand up for traditional, according to biblical, traditionally moral beliefs. And that's my two cents on that.
Appreciate the call, Ryan.
Well, thank you, Ryan, and for your call. And we, too, and that's why we've mentioned that we'd like greater detail
from all of the candidates
on their views on all of these issues. I think the people of North Dakota really are interested in that. And I might ask, Scott, that's another thing we do. We put out what's called a voter guide, which would go out before the general election. We'd basically canvass those running for elected office, legislators, statewide officers, on what they stand for. And then we share that with the people before they vote. So people can look at the answered questions that they will have on these issues. And then another thing we do is specifically to the legislature, we put out what's called a scorecard. And that means after the election is over and those legislators go into the halls of the legislature and vote, now we'll record how they actually voted. So you've got the voter guide, and then you've got the scorecard. And that sort of comes together so we can really help voters as they determine who should be worthy of their vote, including these governor candidates.
Tom Fryer from the North Dakota Family Alliance with us today on Giving Hearts Day, and we're tracking the donations that are pouring in today at impactgiveback.org, and also telling you a little bit more about why we'd love it if you'd consider a donation to the North Dakota Family Alliance today, and telling you a little bit more about what they do. Talk about what the North Dakota Family Alliance has done and continues to do and will do going forward, representing traditional marriage.
Well, obviously, most would remember, of course, that in June of last year, the North Dakota Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, acted, gave its decision, its opinion on marriage, enabling same-sex marriage.
So is the horse out of the barn?
Well, it is to some extent, but really I think we need to look at what just took place a few weeks ago at the North Dakota Capitol. There was an interim committee meeting, Judiciary Committee met, and they were really asking the Attorney General's office, what do we do now? The Supreme Court has ruled, and in our Constitution, the North Dakota Constitution, we have a provision that says marriage is between a man and a woman. And really, the Attorney General's office said, you don't have to do anything, which I think surprised quite a few people. They basically gave the impression that you can continue to have in our North Dakota Constitution that we have marriage between a man and a woman. But the ruling basically said you can't prohibit a same-sex couple from being married. So a little ambiguous there. And the legislature is really looking for, what do we do now? And our view and what we've shared with them and will continue to share with them, we really believe that they don't have to do much of anything.
Well, here's what I don't understand on this issue. You know, we can understand that people are of a particular persuasion are going to choose to, be in a relationship, same-sex relationship, and that it's America, right? And that if they choose that, then that's their choice. We don't have to agree with that particular lifestyle or whatever, or believe it to be moral, but if it's America. And if they... Right. Can't we find a mechanism that says, okay, you're in that relationship, and that's fine, civil union, whatever you want to call it, but do it without redefining what has stood the test of time of what defines a marriage between a man and a woman for thousands of years.
And I think that's maybe the path we were heading down until the Supreme Court interjected itself here. And what they really did, they didn't redefine marriage, they undefined marriage. So really anything goes. The same basis for their decision could be used if someone wanted to say, why can't three people become married? Why can't a father say for tax purposes, I want to marry my daughter? I mean, the same argument that they used really was there to undefine marriage. And we will continue to, because this issue did not start with the same-sex marriage issue. It started 50 years ago with a breakdown of the family and more divorce and more children being born outside of marriage and so forth. This has just compounded the issue. And we'll continue to promote that, and we will definitely stand in the legislature and advocate that they don't need to do anything right now. This issue has really only been around for about 13 or 14 years compared to centuries and thousands of years. The foundation of our society is the family. The foundation of society is marriage. And that's what, if two husband and a wife come together, are able to and choose to marry, they have children. That's really how the family and society has existed for hundreds of years.
Well, we have a question from Michael in Tioga. I don't see Michael on the board there any longer. I don't know if we lost that connection. Michael, 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. 2,500,507-201 now is the new number. There is a press conference that is just getting underway regarding the shooting of a Fargo police officer and domestic disturbance last night in a standoff with a suspect who has since died as well. Cass County Sheriff Paul Laney stepping to the microphones. Let's pick this up.
The shooting in North Fargo.
We all lost a brother today. Community lost a guardian and a warrior, and heaven gained an angel. Our thoughts and prayers are with the family of Officer Mosier. All of our agencies are here to support them in their time of need. As far as the investigations goes, as you know, we will be assuming some of their duties during this investigation to include some patrol response later, and I can answer questions about that later if you need. Since it is an officer-involved shooting, the North Dakota Bureau of Criminal Investigation will be the lead investigative agency. We've requested they come in and take the lead. They will receive support from all the agencies in the area, and they are receiving that support at this time. As you can imagine, the investigation is covering a very large area. If you've been out and looked at the perimeter, you know how much ground this covered. We are investigating diligently in an attempt to collapse down the crime scene and allow people back to their homes. Chief Agent Mark Saylor of the North Dakota Bureau of Criminal Investigation is here to discuss the investigation, and then we'll try to answer any questions you may have. Keep in mind, you know how fresh this is, and so there are certain things we won't talk about, but we know the community has questions, and we're going to do our best to answer some of those questions. Chief Agent Saylor.
Thank you. Sheriff Laney stated the Bureau of Criminal Investigation, in conjunction with the Cass County Sheriff's Office and with the assistance of several other local and state law enforcement agencies, is conducting the investigation into the shooting of the Fargo Police Department officer, as well as the shooting of the suspected gunman in this case. BCI agents are currently at the scene collecting evidence and conducting interviews of witnesses. The crime scene is rather large and encompasses about a six-block area of Northeast Fargo. The scene is from Broadway to 2nd Street between 8th Avenue North and 10th Avenue North. The scene did initially include the Horace Mann Grade School as well as the North Sanford parking ramp. The school and the parking ramp have since been cleared and they have reopened. The Bureau of Criminal Investigation will conduct a thorough review, but of course that will take some time to complete. It's anticipated that the Bureau of Criminal Investigation's investigation of the case should be completed within about 30 days. And once the investigation is completed, BCI will report its findings to the Cass County State's Attorney.
All right, that is the North Dakota Bureau of Criminal Investigation Chief Agent Mark Saylor and Cass County Sheriff Paul Laney. Sounds like nothing really new in the way of information, just kind of an update on the investigation and that it's ongoing, and you wouldn't expect too much news at this point, as the investigation obviously just hours old. More coming up. Giving Hearts Day after this.
I know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe USA.
I'm with Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Let's go on a little tour of the showroom here. What you have?
Well, by now you know the benefits of wellness of a hot tub. We have a lot of 2015/early 16 models in stock that we need to clear out moving into the season. We have all sizes, from a two-person all the way up to an eight-person, all price ranges, you know, from $29.95 to $19,000 with everything in between. We are the home of the Ace saltwater system, which is fantastic. We've naturally figured out a way to sanitize your water by splitting a water molecule, releasing oxygen. It's a wonderful experience in owning a hot tub. Come on in. We'll give you a tour. We'll find the hot tub that's right for you. And we do deliver all winter long. So if it's snow in your backyard, we'll get it there. I know there might be a deck or patio project you want to do in the spring, but guess what? We'll move it one time for you for free in the next 12 months. So no excuses.
And Ben Franklin has some advice for folks that are listening and thinking about buying a hot spring spa, right?
That's right. Ben Franklin, way back when showers and baths weren't cool, he said, well, I just feel smarter when sitting in hot water.
You're going to not only feel better, you're also going to feel smarter. And as Vince said, some great deals now as well. So come on in and see him online at FargoHotSpring.com, South Washington Grand Forks, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, or next to Spitfire in West Fargo. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Keeping tabs on the breaking news of the day, the tragic situation of the loss of a Fargo police officer, and that press conference still going, but really just updating everybody on the investigation, how they're doing, what they're doing. They have no timetable on releasing the shooter's identity. They have no new information on whether the shooter's fatal shot was self-inflicted or by law enforcement, but they did describe quite a large crime scene last night, an active area, number of areas under fire from the shooter, and certainly a very dangerous situation that law enforcement was in on. We're continuing our conversation on Giving Hearts Day here in our final segment with Tom Fryer of the North Dakota Family Alliance. We've been talking about some of the good work they do. And one of the reasons we're encouraging you to donate to them today, and those donations matched when you do, at impactgiveback.org. So far, $2,654,000. Last year, what did we say, Tom?
6.9, I believe.
$6.9 million last year in total raised, so already at 2.6, and we're not even to lunchtime.
That's right.
So they'll be going all the way till midnight, so a long time to go for sure. And, of course, we hope you... think long and hard about a donation to the North Dakota Family Alliance. Bob in Grafton has a question for you. Bob, what's on your mind?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I really like this North Dakota Family Alliance here. It's a very good organization. I will be supporting it. Just a couple comments and a question. You know, my heart and prayers also go out to that officer, the fallen officer there who lost his life there in the line of duty this morning, and his family. Very tragic situation, but also for the young boy there and his mother that escaped the home there and had to witness, you know, that poor boy had to witness his daddy shooting at his mom and then take the life of an officer. And I just tell you, it's just tragic all the way around. I hope the community really gathers around, you know, both of those families there.
Very good point. Absolutely. No question about it. Anything else quickly?
Thank you. My comment is that, you know, God's word says that we are to obey God's law over man's law if man's law conflicts or goes against God's law. That said, couldn't North Dakota do something in the lines of, I think, what Georgia did? They passed a law there that protects pastors and people, whoever that doesn't want to, you know, do a gay marriage there if it conflicts with their spiritual convictions.
Yeah, that's defending someone's religious freedom.
Yeah, right. Well, and I think we sure could, and I think that's what the Attorney General's office was sort of alluding to when his report came before the legislature about a month ago, that the policy decisions relating to the Supreme Court decision are really left to the North Dakota legislature. And they most certainly could do that. Others around the country have done some things legislatively, some things by executive order. Bobby Jindal did a couple of things by executive order. And I think we really should look at that. I think in regards to the religious liberty issue, the area now where we're going to see that being jeopardized, of course, is an individual who has a view on marriage. We already have seen the florists and the photographers and that sort of thing, where your view on marriage, and if it's based on your scriptural or your faith view, that's one thing. But if that's being persecuted, we need to protect individuals to that right. The First Amendment, really, we think of it always as freedom of religion. But now there are some folks that are talking about freedom of religion and freedom of worship, wanting to maintain and confine that religious expression to inside the four walls of your church. The Founding Fathers and the First Amendment were completely outside of that. They said freedom of religion, but also expression, exercise, and your conscience. Little sisters wanting to be able to determine if they're going to fund abortion through their tax dollars.
We don't have much time here, but I do want to give one last plug for what the Family Alliance has done to preserve the First Amendment rights of religious exercise and conscience.
Yeah, we were the ones that headed up a initiated measure back in 2012 to protect that, in essence. And unfortunately, due to some really some ads that really distorted the whole issue, it failed. But that doesn't change the need to protect that today. And we will need to, whether that's statutorily or by constitution, we do need to protect our First Amendment rights, and we need to go there again.
Folks, the Family Alliance is, you know, vetting legislators, getting involved in all the statewide races, interacting with his people in the hallways of Bismarck, doing what, you know, taking the values you share and putting, you know, feet on the ground, and rubber hits the road and actually action on all of these things, so... these are issues we touch on one way or another many, many times on many different issues, but North Dakota Family Alliance is that voice for you. So really hope you think long and hard about making a donation today, because it's doubled, if for no other reason. Certainly if you support it and know it's matched today, it's a great way to go.
Let me just add on the Giving Hearts Day, the Impact Give Back. Our board is so supportive on this issue, and they put up $25,000 as a match just from the board. And so that will be there to match all the gifts, the donations that are coming in, and we hope that it far exceeds that. But those first $25,000 will be matched.
What's your number, Tom?
Your
telephone number.
Our telephone number at the office is 701-364-0676. Our website is ndfa.org, ndfa.org. And then, of course, the giving today is at impactgiveback.org.
I thought if anybody wanted to match the match, they could give you a call to the office.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Office number again?
701-364-0676.
364-0676. 0676. And online, donations of any amount, all matched. It's a great deal. ImpactGiveBack.org. 2,700,000 already. We'll have a final tally for you tomorrow. Thanks for listening, folks, to What's on Your Mind. God bless you.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it, we will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding, we must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com.
Average weight lost in a study was 8.3 pounds to 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm. Great foods. All part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of NutriCrush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.